Davar be'itoy matoiv, and this is really something that we've spoken about in the past. About the ein base medrash b'loy chiddush. It's yodua that the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that chodesh iyar is a chodesh that's mesugal rafu, and it's based on the fact that iyar is rosh tevis ani Hashem roifecha. Comes from the Megala Amukos, the Bnei Soscha brings it, and a lot of tzaddikim in des Sfarim talk very much about this inyan, that chodesh iyar is a chodesh that's mesugal rafu. The truth is that it has a makar in a Gemara. The Gemara is a Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omid Beis. The Gemara over there was discussing a river that was known as the Diumeses River. Now, the Diumeses River was a very infamous river. The Gemara says that the great Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, how great was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach? The Gemara says, according to some, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh had five Talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. And he used to say, Amyu, Koch Kach Mi Yisrael, on one side of the Kaf Maznaim, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach would be on the other side of the Kaf Maznaim. He had the ability to be Machriyas Akaf. He literally was heavier in terms of his spirituality than all the Kach Mi Yisrael combined. But either way, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach once went to the Diumeses River. His wife was the one who told him to go Kiyodua. And when he was there, he forgot all his learning. Ad Kidei Kach, when he came back, they called him up for an aliyah. And old school, you didn't just say Baruchos Hashem HaMavarech. You actually had to read from the Sefer Torah. And he had to read the words Achodesh Hazel Lochem. And instead of saying Achodesh Hazel Lochem, he said Hacheresh Hayoliva. But either way, this was the Diumeses River. This was some resort which was apparently not a good place to be. But it was a very geshmaka place from a physical perspective. And the Gemara over there is talking about the Diumeses River, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan said also lamoid bekarki yisa shal Diumeses mipnei ma'amelas u'merapa, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're not even allowed to stand in the mud of the Diumeses, and the reason is because it has certain healing qualities. It's very geshmak, and refuah b'Shabbos is awesome, and for that reason this is something that you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara says I'm Rav Yudah my Rav, we just send the name of Rav, kol yomer shal Diumeses esra ve'echid yoin, that the best time you want to go to the Diumeses and maximize what it is you can get from it, from a refuah perspective, there's a 21-day period during the year where the Diumeses is at its peak. Okay, and he continued, did Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, v'atzeres min haminyan. And you should know, Shavuos is one of those 21 days. So it's 21 days in succession, and atzeres is min haminyan. So the Gemara says, ibay luhu, atzeres lahaygisa ay lahaygisa. Meaning, atzeres is min haminyan. Meaning, a shayla, is it or is it not? So it sounds like it's either the first day or the last day. And the question is it the first or is it the last? So does it start from Shavuos or does it end with Shavuos? So the Gemara says, Toshma, the Amash Shmuel, Shmuel said, Kulu shakiani midivcha v'ad atzarti maida. Shmuel, who was a doctor, said that all medications, they work the best between the time of Pesach and Shavuos. So what do you see from there? You see from there that kufa between Pesach and Shavuos is a zman that's mesugal refuah. So if we know that the Diumeses is refuah, and Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that it was most mesugal the refuah for 21 days, and Shavuos is one of those 21 days, and you're trying to figure out, isn't it the 21 days before, or is it 21 days after? It's mestaber, it's the 21 days before, because Shmuel the doctor said, kulu shakiyani b'divcha v'adatzar t'maylu, that all medication is best, it has the most healing qualities between Pesach and Shavuos. Also, you see, those 21 days are included in the midivcha v'adatzar, that's the last 3 weeks of Sfiras Omer, so it's Tochen, and it's mistaber then that Atzeres is Mehaygisa. It's the 21 days leading up to Shavuos, not the 21 days following Shavuos. Zoktach Sam Sofer, right here on this Gemara, in his Chedusha Masech Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that you see from here that the Zman between Pesach and Shavuos is a Zman that's Mesugal Rafuah. So he says, Yesh Loimatz Yedua, that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Chodesh Ir is a Chodesh that's Mesugal Rafuah. Comes from this Gemara. Because ear always falls out between Pesach and Shavuos. It's midivcha v'yad atzarta. And this man between divcha and atzarta is this man of chodesh ear. And that is the makar. It's Shmuel's memra. Kulu shakiyani midivcha v'ad atzarta maivu. You know, the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis, in the conversation of the most famous Gemara in Shas. Amrush name also elav zugin talmidim hayu leil Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 peers of talmidim. He had 24,000 talmidim, and they lived migvas v'adan tifras v'kulam mesu beperech echad, and they all died during the same tkufa mipnei shloim nagu kovid zelazer. And the reason is because they weren't noy kovid zelazer. Foyoyim shomim atzibay Rabbi Akiva to the south, and he taught Torah to five talmidim: Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, and Shemuel. The heim midu Torah oisasha, and they're the ones that were naimit Torah. Says the Gemara, we learned in a braisa, so kula meisu, they all died mi Pesach va'ad Atzeres. They all died between Pesach and Atzeres. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, they all died a misera. And what was the misera that they died? They died Mrs. Askara. Says the Masha on this Gemara. So the Talmid Rabbi Akiva died because of Askara, and they all died during the same time. What was that time? It was mi Pesach va'ad Atzeres. Says the Marasha, why Pesach va'ad Atzeres? The reason is because Chazal wanted to show that even though Pesach va'ad Atzeres is a time that the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, Kulu Shakyani Midivcha va'ad Atzar to Milo. So this is a time for a fool. This is not a time for Machlo. And Afal Pikein, this is what happened. So says the Marasha, that's the Dogosh of the Gemara, that they died Mises Askara, and they didn't have a refuah, even though it was mi Pesach va'ad Atzeres, which is a man that be'etzem and be'yusoydai is mesugal refuah. Rabbi Uvar Margolis in the Sefer Shari Zoyer, and this Gemara right here, Yevam Samach Beis on the days, he says Yesh Loimah, the Pshat is, because the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, Kolam Mevaza Tambut Chacham Ein Refuah L'Makasai, that if someone's Mevaza Tambut Chacham Ein Refuah L'Makasai. And what was the chet of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva Shloim Nagu Kovid Zelazeh? That means they were nichshol kefi, the way we can understand on some level of being Mevaza Tambut Chacham. Mevaza Tambut Chacham is Ein Refuah L'Makasai. So even though it's true Kulu Shakiyani Midivcha Vadatzarti Mailu, and really all the refuahs should have worked, but they didn't have refuah l'makasam. Shloim Nagu Kovid Zelazeh. He said that's the oimik in the Marsha, and that's the oimik in what's going on over here. Brau Kaponim, it has a makar in a Gemara. This inyan of Iyar and Iyashem Reifecha, it's not stama something that's brought down a chesidus shesvarim. This has a makar in a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The way the Chasam Sofer brings it al Atar, and the way the Marsha learns up that Gemara in his Chedushei Agadas and Masechta Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. But the question is, what is this all about? This is stam like a hocus pocus that medication works, but maybe not. But if you take it, mi Pesach v'adatzeres, all of a sudden Shmuel said, Kulu Shakyani mi Divcha v'adatzar to Milo. So we once suggested, and maybe this is emes, that is, the Rechaim HaKadosh in Parshas Emor, by the Parsha of Sfiras HaOmer, he's medayik that when the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, it says, Usfartam lochem mi Machras HaShabbos. Miyom Haviyachem as Omer HaTnufo, Sheva, Shabbosois, Temimois, Tiyano, etc., etc. But the Torah, when it introduces the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, it says, Usfartam lochem. Why lochem? Svartam lochem, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, Oimroi lochem, litzad, she yitzav Hashem lispar sheva shabbosos. The Torah is saying that the mitzvah to count is lochem. V'omruza, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki litzad shayu b'tumas Mitzrayim, when the Yidin were Mitzrayim, they were tomer. V'rotza Hashem lizdavik l'umazu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mizdavik with Klal Yisrael. So what did Eibush to do? Don ba kim mishpat nida. So what he did was, he said that tomer, I can't be mizdavik with a nation that's tamei. So what do you do when you're tamei? You become tar. So as David said, how do you become tar? There's a precedent, a nida, right? A nida to be muteris labayla. She goes through a certain taira. So if Klal Yisrael is going to be able to be mizdavik with the Shechina, so they're going to have to go through a taira. So what David did was, he was done by kemishpat nida, shedina lisbar shivin akim. What's the halacha of a nida? She has to count shivin akim. Vitziva sheyisbaru shiva shavuos. So what David said was, count 7 weeks, v'oz yu mukhsharim lachnis. And if you're going to do that, then you're going to be mukhshar lahachnis on kala l'chuppah. Says the Aruch Hayim, so you can ask me a question, that if the reason we the Yidden were told to count 7 weeks was kemishpat hanida, so that they'll be tar, so they'll be able to enter the chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it 7 weeks? It should be 7 days. So the Aruch Hayim says, v'gam kishom shivas yomim, v'kan shivas shavuos. That's for one or two reasons. Number one, v'tzad haflogas ha-toma, the amount of toma, memtesh arei toma, required 7 weeks, not just 7 days. And not just that, v'gam heyoysa b'chlolos Yisrael. It was an entire nation. So shir tomim deyim kichay mishpatim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom felt that this was the right way to do it. But says Darachayim, that if you understand this, you realize why they didn't even have to wait 7 weeks before they were mekabel the Torah. Why couldn't they be mekabel the Torah right away? The Torah says because they were tame. What was the tumah? It was like azat tumas nida. They were tame from everything that was going on in Mitzrayim. So they had a count. By counting Shiva Nikiyam, and in this case, 7 weeks, that's when they were able to get the Torah. He comes back to it later, and he says that Yesh Loimar, this is the reason that the Torah even uses the word Usvartam Lochem. Why Usvartam? It's a Pashat, it means to count. So he says that the Chachmei Emes know that the word Usvartam also has a Shaychis to the word Sampirinoin. So Sampirinoin is a certain precious metal. The Luchos were made of Sampirinoin, and it was very, very Chashav. So says the Arachayim, the neshama of the yid is like the luchos. What happens? But because of the machlo of the nefesh, the tumas hatiyuv, and because of all the disgusting averis that we do, the yachshich oirim. What happens is the oir, the light, becomes diminished. For Amruzal, ki aluchay samperinon hayu. L'zeh amar usfartem lachem. Pirish. Be'emtzos minyan zeh. That when you're going to count, atem mi'irin ke samperinon es atzmechem. You're going to shine again like samperinon. The reason the Yidden were told to count Sfiris Oymer, and the reason we count Sfiris Oymer adayim azeh, is based on the fact that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in the Memtesh Aritumah, and they needed to be mekabel the Torah, but you can't be mekabel the Torah if you're tamei. Just like a nida can't enter the chuppah if she's tamei. So what does the nida have to do Shiva Nekim? Klal Yisrael needed Shiva Nekim. What was the Shiva Nekim of Klal Yisrael? The Shiva Nekim was Usfartim Lochem Mimachas HaShavas. But what's the objective? The objective is to remove the tumah, remove the tumah, remove the tumah, until you're going to be Usfartem. You're going to be the Sanperinoin. You're going to shine again. You're not going to have the Tachluye HaNefesh. You're not going to have the Tumas Hatiyov. All the Lichluch, all the Choshech is going to be gone. And you're going to shine like a bright light. We're going to shine like Luchos. This man of Bein Pesach Vadatzeres is a Zman that was and is, like the Archaim HaKadosh says, a Zman that's mesugal for a person to remove all his tachluye yanefesh. It's a Zman for Tairus HaNeshama. You know, we know the Mishnah says, Mishpat Risham B'Gehenem is Yud Beis Chodesh. It's a Mishnah Mesech that's idiots. There's one Tana that's Cholik, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says, no. Mishpat Risham B'Gehenem is 7 weeks. It's mi Pesach v'adatzeres. The Lutzke Rav in his name Luteira says it's in Parshas Emor. Why those 7 weeks? Because the Archaim HaKadosh said those 7 weeks is the zman that's mesugal l'tayres hanefesh. What's Gehenim? Gehenim is not just retribution. Gehenim is tayres hanefesh. It's purifying the souls that it can cleave with the Shechina again. That's exactly what the Yemei Sfira are. It's removing the lichluch. It's removing the tachluye hanefesh and the tumas atiyuv. That's what this man is. Is Yesh the Yisoid of why it is that this man is this man that's Mesugal Rafur. It's not that the medications, it's the Mezagavir, it's the atmosphere. I don't know if that's the Indian. It could be this is a Zman that's Mesugal L'Refuas HaNefesh. And all Refuas HaGuf we know comes from Refuas HaNefesh. It's a Mefurish Gemara, by the way. It's a Gemara Brachas Tafei Amad Aleph. Roya Adam Sheyesurim Bon Olav Yefashfesh B'Maisav. That's what a person is supposed to do. So there's an Indian of Kemuvin that if a person has Yesuri HaGuf, it means it's coming from a place of Yesuri HaNefesh. This is the Zman that's Mesugal L'Tikun HaNefesh. If it's a Zman that's Mesugal L'Tikun HaNefesh, then by definition, this is a Zman that has to be Mesugal L'Tikun HaGuf. But here's the punchline. Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush. And that is, I found a Dover Nifl last night in the Heilig Chassam Sofer. This is in Chiddush Chassam Sofer. It's in Masech de Shabbos. Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. It's in the middle of a Lomdisha piece. But the Gemara over there, but the Chassam Sofer says as follows. That we know the Gemara says, the Shashik Dimu Yisrael, Nasa L'Nishma. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa first and Nishma second, Bo Shishim Riba Malachi Asharis. 600,000 Malachi Asharis came, the Koshul and Beis Ksarim. And they went over to each one of the Yidden and they gave them 2 crowns. Says the Chassam Sofer, Viro Isin L'Mefarish Echad M'Rishonim Shekasav. He says, I saw by one of the Rishonim. Which one? Chassam Sofer doesn't say. But he says, I saw from one of the Rishonim. Now, what were these 2 crowns? These 2 crowns represented freedom. Who wears a crown? A king wears a crown, right? Everyone else wears a choysim shalavdus. But the king wears the crown. And these 2 crowns represented freedom. Freedom from what? One was freedom from the Malach HaMavis, and the other one was freedom from the Umay Sa'ivim. And it's based on a Gemara Masechtas Erevin, where the Gemara says that Umole Nishtabru Luchos Harishoinos, so in Kol Umav Eloshin Shailetes Bem, and not just that, we would have lived forever. But what happened? Egel Shfiras Aluchos, and then everything unraveled. But what was the two crowns? It's Cheres, and the Chassam Sofer says, I saw from one of the Rishonim that it was Cheres from the Malach HaMaves, and it was Cheres from the Umay Soilam. Says the Chassam Sofer, V'oimrani. The Svarim say that Klal Yisrael b'shas matan Torah they were nisrapu from all machlos. Rashi already hints to this. The pasuk says v'chala amrayim as akoylos. Even the sumim were able to see the koylos because all the cholim had a refuah at the time of matan Torah. Says the Chassam Sofer, when did this happen? Nearly, it happened when Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma. The Yidden said nasa v'nishma, and when they said nasa v'nishma, they became cheres from the Malach HaMaves, and they became freed from the Umay Soilam. Says, look, the Chassam Sofer was after the refuah. He said, because we know the Gemara says throughout Shas, as relates to Misa, Malikotla Kula, Malikotla Palga, Ayim Bava Kamadav Samachayim Ad Aleph. And if they became free from the Malach HaMaves, from the Kotla Kula, that means they became free from all Chayle, because they became free from the Kotla Palga as well. And the Chassam Sofer says, it's partial to me, that's when it happened. When they said Nasav and Ishma, and the Malachi Asharis came and they put these two crowns on them, if there's no Malach HaMaves, if there's no Kotla Kula, that means there's no Choyli, because that means there's no Kotla Palga either, because Haba HaTalya, and it's at that minute that it happened. So when did they say Nasa V'Nishma? The Chassam Sofer says, V'hinei Zehoy B'chamishi V'Sivan. It happened B'chamishi V'Sivan. That's when it happened. So he says, you want to know when it was Nisrapukal HaCholim, it was Erev Shavuos. It was the last day between Pesach and Atzeres. It was the last day. What happened? What's the Oymek? The Oymek is so posh. And by the way, the Oymek is just as posh if it happened on Shavuos itself. But the Oymek is Hafla. The Oymek is that this is a Zman for Refuas HaNefesh. And it was Usfartam Lechem. Yidin left Mitzrayim. They were in the Memtesh Shari Toma. And they had to remove all the Tachluyei HaNefesh, all the Chayli of the Nefesh. And they had to remove all the Tiyav and all the Lichluch. And they counted Lochem. And as they counted, they removed another layer of Toma. And another layer of Tuma and another layer of Tuma, and as they removed the layer of Tuma, they exposed another level of Tyre. You know, we always speak this out, that I once heard a Kasha that we count 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. Why 49 days? Because the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in the Memtesh Shari Tuma, and they had to come to a place of Kedusha. So in 49 days they went from the Memtesh Shari Tuma to the Memtesh Shari Kedusha, and now they were able to Mekabel the Tyre. So I once heard a Kasha from a Chacham Gadol. He asked, I understand, how do you go 49 days from Memtesh Shari Tuma to Memtesh Shari Kedusha? That should mean 98 days. You need 49 days to get out of Toma. Now I'm at even. Now I need another 49 days. The Teretz is this Archaim HaKadosh. The Yid Be'etzim is in the Memtesh Shari Kedusha. Every Yid has a neshama. His neshama is Samperinoin. It shines. That's what the neshama is. Narvas, you have 49 levels of lichloch and tumma and tiyuv. And that's covering. It's being malachlech. It's making this nefesh disgusting. Every single day the Yid counted, he removed another layer and another layer and another layer. And as you remove another layer of tumma, what happens? It exposes the kedusha. So that not at the end of 98 days, at the end of 49 days, the Yid was shining like Samperinoin. They're already shining. But what happened when they shone? What happened was at the very, very end, whether it was the last day before Shavuos or whether it was Shavuos, right, is Atzeres mehaigisa, but at the end of the day, they had Refuas HaNefesh, and mit Refuas HaNefesh, kut Refuas HaGof, and that's why it was Nisrapu Kol HaCholim. The ultimate Refuah, the one time in the history of Klal Yisrael where all the Cholim had Refuah was when? It was mi Pesach Vad Atzeres. It's during this proverbial Zman of Chodesh Iyar, during the Zman of Ani Hashem Reifech. And what triggered it? Klal Yisrael said Nasav Nishma. And B'shah She'omri Yisrael Nasav Nishma, said the Chassam Sofer. What happened? They became Cheres from the Malach HaMaves. Malikot L'Kula, Malikot L'Palga. That's when they had the Refuah. We should talk about Zoycha to say Nasav Nishma. We should be Zoycha that it should be Nisrapu Kol HaCholim. We should be Zoycha to Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf. And we should be zoicha to the Bias Goyal Tzedek, the Meher B'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.